Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast, where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good buddy and we discuss the topic of our choice. And let's get ready to rumble, because today it's my good friend, it's John Hastings, everyone. Yay.
Hello, Josh.
I got to tell you, it's so funny. Oh, yeah, you're I definitely would consider you anyone I've spent more than a week on the road with, you're in good friend territory.
Yep.
And you are one of my last pre-COVID new friends. Yes. Like, you literally, like Indiana Jones coming into that temple, you slid into my friendship. Like, I feel like we slid into each other's lives perfectly.
We toured together for 3 weeks around parts of Australia that you would never normally go to.
Never.
It was like Queensland, top of New South Wales.
It was Queensland the top or bottom of New South Wales. That's I don't know which side we were on. And it was one of the best tours in terms of, like, we are all adults in our 30s. Yeah. Let us all go to the gigs. And then it would be like, shall we all go have one beer and then go back to our rooms? Like no one's having sex with anyone. Like, it was literally just like, well, of course, like, we'll see you on time for the bus because it's 11.
I remember maybe Noosa. Me, you, Daniel Connell, we went and got burgers and it was the happiest we'd ever been on the entire 3 weeks. We were like, oh, these burgers are so good. Oh, this is... And Daniel Connell had been talking about these burgers for 2 weeks straight. He goes, oh, when we go to Noosa, we've got to go to this burger place. We've got to go to this burger place. And it was like, yeah. So, because I was laughing with Cal Wilson, who I've toured and seen more of Australia with Cal Wilson than I have my own family. It is... I've been on like 3 road shows with her and 2 cruises. Like, this is like, yeah, it's weird.
The only person I can talk to about like my travel stories, because in not in a like, oh, we'll talk about travel stories, but in like the brass tacks, like the weirdness of remote Australia, is a friend of mine has a very weird, like, specific job in the army. Yep. And he also was like, there's something like, because Australia is remote desert and jungle, and you very rarely get white people in the middle of nowhere that are there. Like, it's, you get it in Australia and America.
Yep.
And like weird parts of Europe, but it's not dry. It's very wet in Europe, but it's like, there's something about like encountering a white person in the middle of a desert. You're like, what are you doing? That's trying to kill you, sir. You are genetically shouldn't be here. And it's just like, it's spewing. Like,
Well, the year before we toured together, I toured with your other good friend, Carl Donnelly, around as well. And every time we were in small towns, not places where we're doing the gigs, but just driving from one town to the other, and would stop at a roadhouse and get... And every single young female, he'd be like, what are they doing here? Why do they live here? Why did they choose? Yeah. They're old enough to move. Let's just take them with us. That's kidnapping, Carl. Come on.
We were in Brunswick Heads. We were served in a coffee shop by a woman that was so gorgeous she could be a movie star.
Yeah.
And this is why cool Australian hippie towns are the best. I guarantee she was, if I said to her, I was like, you know, you could just move to Los Angeles and be in the movies. She'd be like, yeah, but I got a dream catcher farm here, so I don't need that. And I'm like, yeah, you are. And your life is so much better. You are not able to wear this amount of tie-dye and still hold a job anywhere else in the world. Oh,
Brunswick Heads is the best small town in Australia.
Do you know how often I have a Redfin? I have the real estate app Redfin, and I downloaded it onto my phone so I can keep an eye on property in Brunswick Heads. There were a couple of times in this lockdown where it would have been so stupid, but I almost was like, fuck it. Let's go. Like,
yeah, there's a couple of big name Australian comics. I won't say who, but they've moved there. They're there. They've bought up real estate.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to need those names when we're not recording because I need to befriend them.
Yeah.
Is it anyone that I may have encountered?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
One of them that you look very similar to as well.
Oh, amazing. I know exactly who that is. Yes. I know exactly who that is. And I don't know that person, but I have gotten pretty drunk with that person's wife. And I am friends with that person's very good friends, which means I could definitely snag an invite to that. Oh my God. Yeah. Why more people don't live in that town? I don't know. Also, attention Patreon listeners, don't fuck up Brunswick Heads.
Yeah.
I was talking on a big podcast and I made them, I actually went, no, we're not going to, I'm not telling you where the town is. Cause I realized I was like, what am I doing? This is part, like I legitimately in my head, I'm like, I want to retire today. Like I want, like, cause it's, I just need them people who want to live in Byron Bay not figure out how close to Byron Bay it is, and I'm good.
Yeah. Well, they built a bypass around it. It used to be from Sydney to Brisbane, you'd have to go through it. And then they built the bypass, and for some reason, the town just got way better when people weren't stopping there. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about Brunswick Heads today. We're talking about wrestling. Now,
yes,
this is something that I don't really make public, but as a kid, I was obsessed with wrestling, WWE, WWF style wrestling.
Of course.
I'm a bit older than you, so I remember it was sold to us as rock and roll wrestling in the middle of the 80s.
Now, I'm now about to out how big of a wrestling nerd I am. Yes, of course. You were in the rock and wrestling era when you were a kid of your age. So you were around when there was the weird Hulk Hogan Saturday morning cartoon voiced by Brad Garrett. Voiced Hulk Hogan in that, who was the older brother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
How I've had sex with anyone is truly shocking. Now,
you are a massive wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Are you still really into it?
So here's the problem. And I'm sure you know this because you're a comedian and you're also a musical comedian. And I also know you're really into music. So you've done what I did, which is you went, I love these things as passion hobbies. I'll make content about them so I can be paid to engage in my hobby, not knowing what you're actually doing is going, I'm now making my hobby part of my job.
Yeah.
I will not like my hobby. So I have a wrestling podcast. I have to keep aware of it. And it's killed a bit of my fandom, but I still do love it. And I hold all of my knowledge from it. And I dig it. It's my stories. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Like when I was at uni, there was a guy in my uni degree who was also into wrestling. Like, I did a theater degree. There was only like 25 in our year, so everyone hung out and knew each other. Now, this guy, Jace, obsessed with wrestling, and this was at the rise of The Rock in the WWE.
Of course.
And I've mentioned this on the show before, but for our second year Shakespeare production, the director wanted to, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard this with Shakespeare, but maybe put it in a modern-day setting or maybe change it.
It's been done once or twice, I've heard.
Well, he wanted it because we had a big class and he couldn't find a Shakespeare play that had 25 roles that we'd all be able to get assessed on.
He said,
let's do it like it's a clip show, like it's an award show. We're presenting, because it was the year 2000, we're presenting that Shakespeare is the person of the millennium. And it's this is your life. Let's throw to some clips and we'll do little bits like that. So that was the conceit of the actual play. And then he goes, all right, we need, if it's a Hollywood production, we need two hosts. Gwyneth Paltrow is very popular. Can someone do a Gwyneth Paltrow impression? Great. All right, now we need a male host. Who could that be? And Jace was like, oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Should I do a very good The Rock impression? So we had a Shakespeare play that was hosted by Gwyneth Paltrow and The Rock. Insane, John. Insane.
I mean, it is wild that no one takes theater school literally. You know what I mean? It is where we're not taken seriously. We're not respected.
No. No. And that play was absolute dog shit. But we would watch a lot of wrestling when we were around at Jay's house. And it is that thing. It's a soap opera. And at that age, I didn't care about the wrestling. But I actually got into the storylines. It was actually, all right, this is kind of interesting. That was also when WCW was kind of poaching a lot of the wrestlers as well. So
oh my
like,
God,
oh,
yeah. you were popping into the Monday Night War slash the Attitude Era, which is one of the most interesting great times in wrestling. And when you look at the actual business wrestling was doing at that time, like we're talking 4 to 7% of the televisions in America were watching wrestling when it was on. Like it's as a product, when people are like, it's so stupid, you have to go, that's fine that you feel that way, but understand that you are attacking a billion-dollar media industry. Like it is one of, it's much like porn is that thing of like, oh, wrestling's so stupid, and quietly funds so much media expansion. Like
yes. At that time as well, in the music industry, it was the real rise of the bro nu metal, bro hip hop.
Oh, so yeah, it was.
Eminem and that tour that he did with Dr. Dre, where they released the DVD, and it's all just, it's like a Girls Gone Wild thing. It's insane. And then you've got all the Limp Bizkit, Korn, all that kind of stuff all coming up, and wrestling's kind of there as well. Like people are into all those kind of things. But I'm not. Yeah. None of my wrestlers that I'm chosen today are from that era, okay? We go back to when I was a child.
So mine's very interesting. Is mine is a combination of, I just went for me, like I threw an Australian, my number five is just for influence in Australia, this being an Australian-based podcast, I figured I had to put one.
All right.
I put him in.
Okay, so I'll start with my number five then. My number five, well, you're from Canada originally.
Certainly I am. I knew this. I think I can guess who this is going to be. Go ahead.
Leaping Lanny Poffo,
aka
the genius.
Very good. Leaping Lanny Poffo, aka Randy Macho Man Savage's
brother. Yeah.
And a man that claims he can suck his own penis.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, as a child,
I'm a very well endowed man, Josh. That's how he talks.
As a child, Leaping Lanny Poffo was the one. So even as a kid, me and my older brother, who was into wrestling as well, would make fun of Leaping Lanny Poffo, okay?
Oh, of course.
Now, in our household, the phrase Povo got bandied about a lot. It was the word that we would call each other because we weren't allowed to swear in the house, so we'd call each other Povos, meaning we were poor, okay? Which, as a someone in your own family, doesn't really make a lot of sense. We both had the same amount of money, okay?
I love older brother, like I remember two older brothers and one of them said to the other one, oh yeah, your mom's such a slut. He said one of those things and the other one went, that's your mom too. And he went, no, but I'm talking about your mom. And I was just like, it was like so funny. The argument back was like, nah, we're not talking about my mom. Like when she's with me, she's cool. When she's with you, she's a filthy who.
Well,
boys are idiots. Go ahead.
Well, my friend Al Snooks was also very much into wrestling and he had a very older sister. Like he was like 8 or 9. His older sister was like 19, 20. And she had a boyfriend called Glenn, who I still remember. And I'm sure Glenn was a nice guy, but the big joke in their household was he was always poor. Like he's 19-year-old. He was just working his first ever job. Of course he was. And so Al would write all over the house, Glenn is poverty stricken. And thinking back made me laugh so much that was the burn on poor Glenn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.